Columbus, Baltimore.
Good morning, everybody. This is Larry Shore welcoming you to a very special broadcast of Washington Jewish Radio. Today is our special program in commemoration of Yom HaShoah, the day which has been set aside to commemorate the Holocaust, the murder of 6 million Jewish men, women, and children at the hands of the Germans and during the Second World War. And we presented this program for many years, made some changes to it over the course of the years. Time goes on, and it doesn't get any easier to do, but it is our duty to do it, and we're proud to be able to do it, to bring you these recordings that are of great poignancy and of great great emotion, and also because of the length and breadth of our family archive, to bring you recordings of people who unfortunately actually became part of the 6 million recordings made in Europe before the Holocaust. With me this morning to bring it to you and put his own special stamp on it is Ben. Good morning, Ben.
And good morning, everyone. Great to be here with you all once again. We look forward to sharing all of this with you, as difficult as it sometimes can be. And unfortunately, this past week, we also had a reminder that the same hate that fueled what happened during the Holocaust still lives on to this day, and it still remains all of our missions to continue to work to stamp it out. And we'll get to more of that later on in the program today as well.
And in future weeks of the program as well.
So what are we going to start with this week?
Well, this is from an album that Sol Zim recorded back in 1983, and Sol Zim was very, very famous for performing at some of the first gatherings of Holocaust survivors, first in Jerusalem in 1981 and then right here in Washington back in 1983. And I remember when that happened, the crowds of people that that were there. Of course, there were a lot more survivors in 1983 walking around than there are in 2019, unfortunately. But Sol Zim came and performed with great emotion and was beloved by Holocaust survivors. So this from an album that he called Jewish Memories that had many of these different kind of songs. This is a song that talks about what we're going to do today for the next 2 hours. Zachor, remember. Here's the great Sol Zim.
Light 6 candles, remembering them.
They gave their lives for Kiddush Hashem.
Tortured, hungry, our bodies worn, our loved ones gone, and families torn.
Marked with a number and the yellow star.
Auschwitz, Terezin, Dachau. In one madman's name, the air was thick with smoke and fire,
deadly flames leaping higher and higher.
Let's light a candle for those who died. Let's say the Kaddish right here tonight.
Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo.
Let's stand together. Zechor,
And they're the great Sol Zim, recorded back in 1983 from an album of a songs, album called Jewish Memories, and that recorded right around the time that he performed right here in Washington at the First American Gathering of Holocaust Survivors, and the great Sol Zim. Well, again, we remind you about the over-the-air broadcast times and stations for the program, which is heard every Sunday morning for your enjoyment at from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on our great network of stations, WYRE at 10 a.m. Annapolis, WKHZ 1460 in Easton, and WAMD 970 in Aberdeen. And now heard on FM on WRNR 103.1 FM in Annapolis, covering very nicely the upper northeast quadrant of the state of Maryland with a very fine signal. So if you happen to be in those areas on Sunday morning between 8 and 10 a.m. Eastern Time, check out the program the old-fashioned way on the radio with the great stations of the Washington Jewish Radio Network. Well, let's continue now with a real rarity. This comes from right at the end of the war when the first shock and understanding of the enormity of the tragedy first became known as the death camps, the concentration camps, were liberated first by the Russians and then by the Americans and the British, and people really understood what industrialized mass murder looked like. And the Jews really, they sat down and they sat shiva, really, is what they did at the very beginning in the days at the end of the war. And there were many Haskara, many Yisker commemorations at various places throughout the United States. And one particular one took place in New York's famous Madison Square Garden. One of the great Chazanim and Jewish singers of that generation of all time, the late Cantor Moshe Eicher, took to the stage and sang his special Av HaRachamim, the prayer Father of Mercy. And the lines are changed a little bit to reflect what had happened. And he talks about that his heart is heavy today because of the events that have occurred that the Germans have unleashed upon the Jewish people. And talking about the modern day Haman, Hitler, may his name be blotted out. And at the end of the prayer, of course, talking about how their hearts are broken, but the prayer that God will shine a new light upon Zion. The crowd, of course, at Madison Square Garden sold out, and this very rare recording taken from radio broadcast in New York area of the proceedings. This was reissued by the Eicher family, who probably had the original disc in their family archive for many years, and you'll hear a lot of AM radio static interference, but it's such a rare and precious recording, and even though the family decided to juice up the very beginning with a little bit of synthesizer music, but not necessary. So let's go back now as a soaring crowd filled Madison Square Garden in New York and Moshe Eicher's special Av HaRachamim, Father of Mercy.
Asher Moishil Buem Hitler Homon Yimach Shemoy Amadi Vaisam sulia quis visia qui brisisis. Uno, uno. Uno, jamais, valbunizu am sopim, licios ho.
It was broadcast back in 1945, a soaring crowd filling New York's Madison Square Garden for a Yisker commemoration to hear one of the great Chazanim and great singers, a man known as the master singer of his people, the late Chazan Moshe Eicher, in a very, very rare recording taken from the radio broadcast of the proceedings in the New York area, and his special Av HaRachamim, and like he says at the end there, that Hashem should redeem us, Surena V'Gaileinu, our rock and our redeemer. Because I guess at the end, that's really all we have. So a very rare recording there, Ben. It's been sitting in the archive for a long time. Yeah. Fred Elisha, Moshe's sister, guarded all these discs over the years, and little by little, the family released them back during the cassette era, and we're very lucky that we have them to share with everybody this morning. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you with the best wishes and compliments of Leslie Kanner's fabulous Israeli Accents, who normally sponsor a selection of Israeli music for the program. This week, of course, lending their support here to the special Yom HaShoah program. And remember that Israeli Accents is the place where you can get the perfect gift. Treasured gifts of handcrafted Judaica, tallit sets, personalized kippot, sterling and gold jewelry, sterling kiddush cups, Judaica, Israeli music, and so much more. Their world-famous and outstanding selection of mezuzahs, menorahs, seder plates, candlesticks, magnificent bar and bat mitzvah, and wedding invitations and gifts all can be found at Israeli Accents. If you're here in the Washington metropolitan area, from where this most outstanding program originates, you can check out our beautiful store at 4838 Boilingbrook Parkway in the Randolph Hill Shopping Center in Rockville. But if you're one of our many thousands of internet friends around the world, Israeli Accents has got you covered as well. All you got to do is go on the internet, go to IsraeliAccents.com, scroll through page after page of your beautiful giftware and Judaica, put your order together, they'll get it sent to you anywhere in the world. If you need more information, you can always call them at 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Canner's fabulous Israeli accents. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area and now around the world via the internet, the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica, it's the fabulous Israeli accents. Well, one of the most famous songs to come out of the Holocaust years was a song called The Partisaner Lied, The Song of the Partisans, written by a young partisan by the name of Hirsch Glick, who was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. And the song became very popular after the war and is sung really to this day at the gatherings for Holocaust survivors and for Holocaust commemorations. The refrain says, Zug mekemel nisht az de geistem letzen veg, never say that you travel the last road. And says at the end, Mir seinen da, we will be here with our cry, Mir seinen da, we are here. One of the best recordings of it was done by one of the legendary voices of the 20th century, the late Jan Peerce, who recorded it for Vanguard back in 1966.
Nicht einmal als du gehst im letzten Tag, Himmeln bleien, er verstellen blühe Tag. Kommen wir doch unser Reus gebete schon, Sveta poikt und unser Tritt mir sehnen doch. Kommen wir doch unser Reus gebete schon, Sveta poikt und unser Tritt mir sehnen doch. Grünem Palmenland bis Weißland vom Schnee, wir sehnen du mit unser Pein, mit unser Weh. Wo gefallen ist, er spritzt von unser Blut, sprotzen wir doch unser Gwure, unser Mut. Wo gefallen ist, er spritzt von unser Blut, sprotzen wir doch unser Gwure, unser Mut. Die Morgensonne begilden uns den Hain, unser Nächtenbett verschwinden mitten fein. Oi, versammeln wir die Sonne in dem Kajor, via Parol, so gehen das Lied von Dor zu Dor. Oi, versammeln wir die Sonne in dem Kajor, via Parol, so gehen das Lied von Dor zu Dor. Ungeschrieben ist das Lied mit Blut und Wein, kein Riedel von der Feuer auf der Flei, das rote Volk von Zwischenfallen dich gewöhnt, das Lied gesungen mit einer Garnes in die Hand.
They recorded for Vanguard back in 1964, the great Jan Peerce, and the Partisaner Lied, the Song of the Partisans, originally made famous from the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, and today is sung at gatherings and commemorations all the way to this very day. And I can say that it was my honor over the course of years at various times to be able to sing that for Holocaust survivors, something that I am very proud of for sure. So let's continue now. The next portion of the program is brought to you by the KHZ Network. And don't forget, when you get finished listening to the program on the stations of the network, leave the radio on for the KHZ Network. 40 years of top 40 and all of today's modern hits can be found on the KHZ Network. It is also available on the internet at khztv.com. A complete multimedia presentation featuring music videos and lots of other great stuff in addition to the regular content of the KHZ Radio Network. The KHZ Network was founded by our dear friend, the late Bill Paris, and is operated today by his family, and Ben and I thank them for all their support here on the program. And now, speaking of the aforementioned Mr. Ben, here he is with his first selection.
All right, well, this is one that we have used on this program going back to when we first started, and that is the song called Red Sector A, which was written by the Canadian rock band Rush. Of course, their lead singer and songwriter, Geddy Lee, who is the stage name of Gary Weinrib, who was the child of Holocaust survivors who went to Canada. And his parents both survived Auschwitz and Dachau and Bergen-Belsen over time. And both made it out, went to Canada, and really went and built a life for themselves there. And then he became one of the leaders of the progressive rock movement. And so he wrote this song about the what his parents went through. That's what it was inspired by. And this one recording that I just found, this was the first time that this was recorded live, and this was in concert in 1984 in Toronto. Here is Rush with Red Sector A.
Okay, we'd like to do another Red song for you. This is called Red Sector A.
Yeah.
concert, there was Rush with Red Sector A, of course, written by Geddy Lee about his parents and inspired that and continuing that message along. And really cool stuff that he talks so openly about it and released this hit.
Yeah, the thing, isn't his name Geddy because that's the way his mother pronounced his name with her accent?
Yeah, the way she pronounced Gary came out as Geddy. Right. To the point where he actually legally changed his name to Geddy.
He did it as a tribute to his mom, I'm sure.
Yeah.
What you see is you go through the generations, you know, the way that you react to it. The music style, of course, will change, but the actual impetus to bring these different recordings out, that doesn't change as time goes on for sure. Well, let's continue now. Now, here's one that, like Ben said, this is by Journeys. And Journeys is a specialist in ripping out your Kishkas, rearranging them, and then putting them back. And this is one that came out in 1989, and it's a tough one. And it's a song called Memories, and it asks a very, very poignant question that becomes more and more poignant with each passing year. What will become of all the memories when the very last survivor passes away? Now, it probably won't happen in my lifetime, but it certainly will happen in Ben's, that there will be no more Holocaust survivors left in the world, that they will have all passed on. And then it becomes our responsibility, it becomes our job, and job of generations not even yet born, Ben's children, and generations to go that haven't even arrived on the scene yet. They have to carry the memory, they have to pick up the torch, and never let the world forget what was done to us, and what continues to be done to us in various and sundry other degrees, all the way to the present day, where Jews can't even go to shul on the last day of Pesach to say Yisker without somebody taking a gun and shooting them. So as long as these things go on, there will always be a need for remembrance and for programs just like this one.
Yep.
So let's listen now then to Journeys in a song called Memories, recorded back in 1989.
Someone who never heard the cry. to make things change. Time has a way of passing by so fast, and like a fleeting shadow, no one will recall the faces of the past. What will become of all the memories? Are they to scatter with the dust in the breeze? Yet one thought gives me comfort. It's all that I have left. Oh, I know that God in
recorded back in 1989, of course, the genius artistry of the great A.B. Rottenberg and Journeys, and a very poignant song called Memories. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us, so let's go to that right now.
All right, well, this is the theme song from the movie Life is Beautiful, and this movie was an interesting one. It was interesting in the sense that it was a very original idea. And Roberto Benigni, who was not Jewish himself, but learned the history of what had actually happened in Italy during the Holocaust and wanted to make this movie. He had experiences. His father was actually an anti-German activist and was jailed in camps with Jews who had been detained. And he saw what went on firsthand, and his father told him all about what he did see. And so he had wanted to make this movie about this idea that he had about a Jewish man who tries to protect what his son sees and what his son knows is going on while they're interned in a camp. And it goes through this whole thing. And, you know, at,
you
by
win,
the end,
win a tank, right?
That was, yeah, the whole thing was you win a tank. And then through the machinations of the movie, the kid gets rescued by American soldiers who are in a tank.
Right.
So a very poignant movie, because at that point he had already died, and the kid didn't know that his father had died protecting him and keeping his survival a secret. So really, really...
yeah, the Italian really, people really, they suffered under the Nazis. And I used to know a woman, she worked in a restaurant that I delivered to and went to many years ago, and lived in Rome where every attic had Jews hidden in it throughout, like, the entire city. And
his father was not Jewish, was an anti-Jew, was in Bergen-Belsen for 3 years.
Yeah, well, there you go.
And so from what he saw and what his father told him, he was able to portray a lot of it in this movie.
Yeah,
so
it was a great movie for sure.
It was. And so here is the theme song, this one called Buongiorno Principessa, which of course means good morning, princess, and that takes, of course, stuff from the movie as well. A really, really great composition.
Thank you.
And there you had it from the movie Life is Beautiful. They're the theme song, Buongiorno Principessa, and a real tremendous movie.
Yes,
giving,
indeed.
A tribute and dramatization of what happened.
I think it won Best Picture that year, didn't it?
Won Best Foreign Language Film.
Well, they, and well, the, and well deserved too.
Yeah, definitely. Because you know, if you can bear with subtitles, don't watch the dubbed version. Watch the original Italian version.
100%. All right, very good. Well, let's continue now. We go back to the year 1945, and another sorrowing crowd filled New York's Madison Square Garden, which seems to be the venue by which all these huge commemorations took place. Remember, city of several million Jews, and the old garden seated about 20,000, and that's what was filled up. And then, of course, the local Jewish radio would carry these things over the air. This particular recording comes from the archives of WEVD in New York. And one of the great chazanim of that day, Ken and Moshe Ganchoff, together with a choir conducted by the legendary Jewish composer and conductor, the late Max Helfman, sing a song in Yiddish called the Warsaw Lament. And the lead refrain of the song is Yiskadal v'yiskadash, my Yiddish of Asha, the prayer for the dead over the great Jewish city of Warsaw. And, of course, all these songs are very, very poignant to me. This one hits a little close to home because my dear Bubby came from Warsaw. Ben is Salangyur is named after her and his middle name. And she always talked about the city of Warsaw and all the great Jewish city that it was, and the close to 300,000 Jews lived in Warsaw, nearly 10% of the total Jewish population. But the city itself was about half Jewish before the Holocaust. And, you know, the Jews lived in their section as it was. And she used to say that even when Shabbos would come, even in a giant, bustling, metropolitan city like that, when you went into the Jewish quarter, it was locked down tight. And the song talks about the destruction of the once great Jewish community of Warsaw. And like one of the poignant lines says in Yiddish, "Mitreff mitreft auf jiddische Kvoras," every step, one steps upon Jewish graves. So here is this very poignant song done by the late Kenner, Moshe Ganchoff, from a 1945 broadcast of the Warsaw Lament.
Blanche, du Zeug, neu Berg und Neu.
Recorded back in 1945, there, the great Haas and Misha Ganchoff, together with the choir and organ of the very famous composer and conductor, the late Max Helfman, and a song called The Warsaw Lament, a song in Yiddish about the destruction in the city of Warsaw, but of course in all across Eastern Europe, as the once great Eastern European Jewry was decimated and from which it never really recovered. And though there be small communities in Warsaw and Budapest and other places where Jewish life does continue to grow and prosper, it, of course, does not reach the level that it was before the Holocaust. And strange as it is, the largest, the fastest-growing Jewish community in all of Europe is in Germany. So, like the old-timers used to say, go figure. But I guess it points to our total in eternality and our indestructibility, and one way or the other, we always just manage to keep on going. And I guess that's a good thing to take to heart as we listen to these very, very poignant and difficult recordings, as we remember, as we certainly must. Well, after we, Ben reminds you, rather, about things that you need to know, he will have his next selection. Stand by.
You know, The technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic. Feature an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, now with his next selection is the aforementioned Mr. Ben.
All right, well, here we have this song, a very poignant song that is a reworking of the famous song In a Vinkala. This is Jakob Schweki took that and reworked it. This one, more of a conversation that the Jewish people have with God, talking about how much more can we take, and God saying that I saved every precious tear you've ever shed. And that back and forth makes up the bulk of this song. Now, this version is one that he recorded in Yiddish. And what's interesting about Jakob Schweki is the fact that while he is half Mizrahi, he's also half Ashkenazi, and therefore is fluent in English. He's fluent in English, Hebrew, Arabic, and Yiddish. So a very interesting guy. This a recording in Yiddish called Tata.
Winkel steht Aidalen in Hebron mit Kreuzgewehr und die Tränen wie Wasser gießen an die Bäuche alleine beim Orasa Machpele Bizechus Avroh Anine Bizechus Yitzchok Rachim Und der Heilige Seide Jakobi Er steht und er bett Und er tate in Himmel
Da, da, da.
And there you had Yakov Shwacki, that fabulous one, of course, called Tata. And I said while it was playing, he recorded that in Hebrew, English, and Yiddish. So just to show the talents that the guy has, that
very
he translated
versatile.
The lyrics back and forth. Really impressive stuff.
Yeah, excellent. And a very, very important addition to the Yom HaShoah program for sure. Well, we're going to step aside right now. We'll have the mid-break. Then we'll be back with the second portion of this morning's program, which will feature some very, very rare recordings by people who themselves became, unfortunately, part of the 6 million. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.
And you're listening to WYRE 810 AM Annapolis, WKHZ 1416 Easton, WAMD 970 in Aberdeen, and WRNR 103.1 FM Annapolis, all the great stations of the Washington Jewish Radio Network. All right, let's continue now with the second portion of this morning's very special program. Here's a very poignant song by Avi Kunstler from this very fine 1984 album, and it talks about one of the most shameful incidents of the Holocaust period, and that was the ship, the Struma. And it left, I think, Romania, and it ended up being sunk in the Black Sea, and Avi Kunstler explains in a little more detail. And we think now that it was probably sunk by the Russians, but we don't know for sure, and all these people got killed except one guy managed to survive somehow. And it's one of the many boats, you know, of people that were trying to get, you know, to away from Europe, and many such incidents. And it should make us very sensitive to those who are leaving their countries and trying to come to America, just like we did, just like our people did. And it doesn't matter what your politics are. If you're a human being, you have to be able to open your heart to the suffering of people. And if you can't do that, then you've missed the entire lesson of what the rabbis have been trying to bang into our heads for the last 3,000 years, not to mention Hashem as well, through the words of the prophets. So we have to be very sensitive. We have to be very, very careful with our words. Because as Menachem Begin said back in the 70s, when Israel was the only people to take in these Cambodian and Laotian refugees from what was then the disaster that occurred at the end of the Vietnam War, Begin said, we were once boat people too. So there you have it. Something to think about.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. And just to add to that, I mean, when you think of, you know, the same voices who said back when it was a ship of, you know, 700 Jewish refugees, the same people who said America is full back then, that led to them not having anywhere to go.
Or that they're spies and they're
right.
Communists and, you know, who knows who they're bringing with
and
them.
And they come here and they don't assimilate into our culture. And they it's the same stuff that we're hearing.
As that we say in Yiddish, the Zelbazach, same thing.
Same thing. So as you said, we should be sensitive and we should be mindful of the things that were said against us now being said against other people. And hopefully this song can help drive that point home.
Absolutely. Here's the great Avi Kunstler in The Struma, Who Will Answer.
In late 1941, the Struma, an old battered cargo ship with 769 half-starved and terrified Jewish refugees, left Romania in search of new life. The ship was refused entry into Palestine or Turkey. No supplies were permitted on board. And in February 1942, as the world watched silently, the Struma sank in the Black Sea with the loss of all on board, save one. Somewhere on the Mediterranean, somewhere on the stormy sea, a vessel with its human cargo shifted blindly, aimlessly, aimlessly. Nowhere was a sign of welcome, nowhere friendly shores to land. No one heard the mournful calling, no one saw.
Recorded back in 1984, the great Avi Konsler, and a song about the incident of the Struma, and called "Who Will Answer?" And that question will remain unanswered for a lot of the war. Although one of the things that we have to be careful of, and I say this as a historian, that the little, you know, trite things that you see on Facebook are not the truth. They're not what happened. And you have to really delve into it to really understand what happened and what didn't happen. And these things are very, very important, especially in the generation that will see the end of those who were alive during the war. You have to really, really be very, very careful with what you say. And you can't make mistakes either, because when you make mistakes, then you give those who deny it, you let them get their foot in the door. And that's one thing that we just can't do. So very, very important at that. Well, the next portion of the program is brought to you by the Washington Jewish Week. The Washington Jewish Week, every Thursday, which is Washington's oldest Jewish newspaper, will hit your doorstep. And when it does, it brings you all the news. Not just the news of the local Jewish community, but the national and international news stories that you need to know in today's turbulent world. and only in the pages of the Washington Jewish Week can you get the particular perspective of a newspaper published in what Ben likes to call the most powerful city in the world. There are also provocative letters to the editor, insightful editorial commentary, and sections on art, sports, and community announcements, all packed into one great paper that's sure to be a welcome sight in your home every week. There are two great ways to get a subscription. You can call them at 301-230-2222. That's 301-230-2222. Or go on the internet to WashingtonJewishWeek.com. Scroll down to subscriptions, do what they tell you, and you will have a subscription in no time flat. And when you get the paper, be sure to look for our advertisement featuring all the over-the-air and internet information about the program with a fine picture of Ben and a simply lovely picture of Pop. So there you have it, the Washington Jewish Week, published here in Washington for enjoyment throughout the world. Let's continue now with a very rare recording of one of the great voices of the 20th century who perished in the darkness of the Holocaust, the late Joseph Schmidt. Born in Dovedani, Romania in 1904, he was the son of the local Chazan, and he was recognized very early on as a prodigy. And in the late 1920s, he came to Berlin to study music, and he became involved in the local operatic as well as the German music scene as it existed in the last dying days of the Weimar Republic. He wanted to go into the opera, but the problem was, despite the fact that he had this gigantic, magnificent tenor voice, he was very, very small. He only stood about 5 feet tall in stature. And the women leads in the opera would be taller than him, and apparently that, in the world of opera, is a big no-no. So he wasn't able to appear in the opera, but he was able to appear in German film and radio, and by the early 1930s, he was known as the German Caruso. And truth of the matter is, there is on YouTube lots and lots of footage of him, so you can go and look and see him in his prime. In 1933, the Nazis came to power, and he began to be severely restricted in his ability to perform. And then in 1934, he went on a 3-year tour around the world. He was in Palestine, in South Africa, South America, the United States, really all over the place. And when he came back to Germany, the few friends that were left told him that he should leave immediately because the situation for the Jews was getting very bad. So first he went to Belgium, and then when Belgium fell, he went to France, and then when France fell, he was trapped on the France-Swiss border. He actually possessed a valid American visa, but he didn't have the right transit visa or some other such mishigas in order for him to get to Portugal to board a boat for the United States with his American visa. The Swiss, who we realize their record in the war is not what we originally thought it was, captured him at the border and put him in an internment camp where, due to the very terrible conditions, he fell ill and died of a heart attack at the age of only 38 years old in 1942. The Jewish community of Friesenberg, a city in Switzerland near the camp, buried him in their cemetery, and on his gravestone is written the words in Yiddish and in German, "A star fell," and indeed it did. Let's go back now to 1934. This is part of a series that Schmidt recorded for the EMI company in Berlin. This is the famous aria Nessun Dorma that everybody and his brother seems to sing nowadays, but I think you'll say that this version is probably one of the finest that you ever heard. So recorded in EMI, for EMI rather, in Berlin on the 7th of August, 1934. Here's the great Joseph Schmidt, world-renowned artist who died and perished in the darkness of the Holocaust, and the famous Nessun Dorma. Thank you. recorded for the EMI company in Berlin on the 7th of August, 1934. The great Joseph Schmidt, who perished in the Holocaust, and the famous opera, aria, by Puccini, Nessun Dorma. That slide up to the C is as effortless as you are ever going to hear.
Yep.
Most people sound like they're going to expire as soon as they get to the C, but his talent was unbelievable. And with YouTube, you know, you can go on there, just go on there and just watch him in these movies. His talent was just, it was unbelievable. What a shame, what a shame what happened. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us, so we're going to go to that right now.
All right, well, here is the theme song to the famous movie about some things that took place during the Holocaust called Schindler's List. And, of course, everybody knows this movie. This is one of Steven Spielberg's blockbusters. And it tells the true story about Oskar Schindler, who was a German businessman who he saved more than 1,000 Jewish refugees from the Nazis. And what he would do is he would employ them in his factories, and he did all sorts of things to shield them from being taken away to the camps. And Steven Spielberg really did a great job putting this movie together.
He always said that he couldn't have made it when he was a young man, that he had to be more mature to be able to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, that won Best Picture, I think.
I believe it did. And what was interesting, yeah, it won the same year. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Score, Best Film Editing, Best Cinematography, and Best Art Direction.
There you go.
There you have it.
Well, you know, I remember reading that book in the 80s because my parents, may they rest in peace, had friends, Nita and Al Schindler, may they rest in peace. And I was in the Jewish bookstore, I guess, and I saw this book, Schindler's List, and it caught my eye, I guess, because of the name. And I remember reading it thinking, oh, wow, what a story, you know. And then you see this movie and it's, you know, the whole story is fleshed out and it's even more unbelievable.
It was really crazy. And this is really Liam Neeson's first blockbuster in the United States. And the movie is tremendous. And as you heard, one best score. So here's the legendary composer John Williams with the theme song, or the main theme of it, I guess you could say, from the original motion picture soundtrack of Schindler's List. This is that great composition.
Thank you.
And there you had that composition by the legendary composer John Williams, and that's the theme song from Schindler's List.
Yeah, I was saying to Ben while it was playing, it has a very Eastern European motif.
I'm sure he composed it that way.
Oh, it's just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. So, and let's continue now. The next portion of the program brought to you once again by our good friends at Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents. Remember, it's the place where there's 20% off every item, every gift, every occasion. They're world famous and outstanding selection of mezuzahs, menorahs, seder plates, candlesticks, magnificent bar and bat mitzvah and wedding invitations and gifts as well. Whether you're here in the Washington area or one of our many internet friends around the world, Israeli Accents will take good care of you. Just go to IsraeliAccents.com, scroll through page after page for beautiful giftware in Judaica, put your order together, and get it done. If you need to call them, it's 301-231-7999. That's 301-231-7999 for Leslie Kanner's Fabulous Israeli Accents. Serving the Mid-Atlantic area and now around the world via the internet, with the finest in Israeli giftware and Judaica. Well, many, many years ago, when I played that recording of Joseph Schmidt and we're still doing the show live back in the 80s, the phone rang in the studio, and it was none other than the late Kanner Shalom Katz, who called me to tell me how much he appreciated playing Joseph Schmidt on the air, that he had known Schmidt when they were music students together in Europe, and they had known each other before the war, and he thanked me for keeping his memory alive. And so here is really the quintessential recording of the period that has to do with the Holocaust, and that is the famous version of Kelmola Rachamim, the Prayer for the Dead, the special version of it sung and made famous by the late Kanner Shalom Katz, who himself was a survivor of the Holocaust and whose voice actually saved his life, that he was incarcerated in a camp, and having served as the chief cantor of Kishinev as a very young man, and then was interned in the camp, and they were getting ready to liquidate the camp because the Russians were coming, and he asked to sing this prayer, and the German told him he could sing whatever he wanted because soon he'd be dead too. And when he heard Kat sing, he said, "I cannot still a voice like that. Run, go." And he let him go, and he was the only one of that camp spared a brutal death. After the war, he was in Czechoslovakia, and he made this recording for the Ultrafon Company, and then about a year later, he came to Washington to accept the position of Chazan of the Beth Shalom congregation here in Washington, and as they say, the rest is history. But here is the original recording done for Ultrafon back in the in 1946, recorded in Czechoslovakia, and in the place in the prayer where you insert the name of the deceased, Kanner Katz mentions the names of some of the more terrible extermination camps and also talks about the evil that was let loose upon the Jewish people. Here's the late Kanner Shalom Katz's unforgettable, priceless recording.
Mit seinen Ochen alle Kampfe haschien dem Mahalos kedoshim Auschwitz Majdanek Treblinka. Uwe Schar mach noch Sasche Mord Bejeropa. Schöne Herrgu, schöne Herrgu, wische nicht refu, bechol mich so ins Mischinois, wie auch so. אנחנו בניהם ובנוסיהם, אחיהם ויחוסיהם, נודרים צדוקו ביד הסקורס נשמו אסיהם. וגנה Rachamim yasiram seser kenufov le'yoelomim veitzeroir vitzeroir rachayim es nishmotzom veitzeroir vitzeroir
They recorded for the Ultrafon Company in Czechoslovakia in 1946. They're the late Chazan Shalom Katz in his unforgettable version of the Kelmola Rachamim, the prayer for the dead dedicated to the 6 million. And after he came to the United States, it was reissued in the United States on the Mercury label. And then something very interesting happened. Paris Match magazine, which of course comes out in Paris, and was sort of like the Life magazine of Paris, had a grand prize for a record each year called the Prix du Disque in French. In 1950, this recording won the Prix du Disque, the only time that a Jewish record, much less a cantorial record, was so honored. And the particular selection was reissued on the Mercury label in the United States after Cantor Katz got here. And it also found its way into a couple of movies, most noticeably a movie called The Garden of the Finzi Continis, about the suffering of an Italian family during the Holocaust. So it's a very, very famous recording, and that is the original, recorded for the Ultrafon Company in Czechoslovakia in 1946. Well, let's continue now with another selection, this by another Chazan who unfortunately became one of the 6 million, the late Cantor Yisroel Bacon. He was born in Galicia in 1910, and his father was also a Chazan, and when he was 9, the father accepted a position in Berlin, and he was sent back to Poland to learn and study in the various yeshivas, and then he became a Chazan in his own right, and held several positions in Poland and in Germany. In 1939, he was granted the position of a very, very large synagogue in Krakow. But unfortunately, the outbreak of the war prevented him from taking the job, and he was trapped in the war. And in 1943, Cantor Yisroel Bacon, his wife, and their little son all died together in the extermination camp at Belzec in eastern Poland. He did leave some recordings to posterity, and this one we're going to listen to is recorded in 1939, right before the war. This is the Zmiris Leoma Shavas, all the different Zmiris for Shavas. Very, very nice and sad recording. One of the 6 million, Kenner Yisrael Bacon.
Kaddish v'ikrui loy Kol ishoy meshabos Kados mechal loy Zekuroy harbe meyuboy Harbi yipovoy loy Yishal machne v'yoy V'yishal v'yiglau
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,
Then recorded back in 1939, shortly before the outbreak of the war, there the late cantor Yisroel Bacon, who was murdered during the Holocaust in Zmiris Leom Shabbos, and very, very rare recording there for sure. Well, Ben's got another one for us. We're going to go to that right now.
All right, we are going to continue. Here we have one by a singer by the name of Mordechai Shapiro. This one inspired by the Animamin, which had become very well linked to this, and talks about believing fully and completely in the coming of the Messiah. And this is a great composition by Mordechai Shapiro, this one called Animamin.
Yeah.
And there you had it, that one by Mordechai Shapiro. That one, a very song nice. Called Ani Ma'amin.
Well, let's continue now with another voice of one of those who became, unfortunately, one of the 6 million, probably the most famous Chazan to perish during the Holocaust, and one of them famous of the Golden Age, the late Cantor Gershon Sirota. Born in 1874 in Podolia Gubernia in the Ukraine, he first davened by the turn of the century in Vilna, and then in 1903, he became Chazan of the Tlamatska Street Shul of Warsaw, the largest cantorial position in all of Eastern Europe. And I had referenced my bubby being in Warsaw. She actually heard him daven in the great synagogue there in Warsaw, and always remarked about how large his neck was. He had an incredible voice. It was just powerful like a lion, and he was one of the first Chazanim to make phonograph records. He saw that to be a great way to spread the artistry. And then in 1928, he left the Tlamatska Street Shul and for full-time concertizing around the world. And in 1935, he took a semi-position with the Norzik Shul of Warsaw, which today is the only functioning shul left in the city of Warsaw. 1938 found him safely in the United States with Yomim Narayim services, high holidays in Chicago, and then Sukkot in Milwaukee. And then, as they say in Yiddish, Mekenesh Tavek Leifen from the Malach HaMavis, you can't run away from the angel of death. He got a telegram that his wife was critically ill in Warsaw, and he returned home, and as such was caught up in the German invasion. He was imprisoned in the Warsaw ghetto, and sometime in 1942 or 1943, we're not really sure which one, at some point, Cantor Sirota died with his entire family. And he left many, many recordings, and his voice was incredible. His voice actually appears in the beginning of the famous movie The Dybbuk, made in Poland in 1937. Of all the recordings, this one I think most appropriate and poignant for the Yom HaShoah program. It is a concert piece for the first four or five verses of Psalm 55, and when you hear the translation of it, I think you'll understand. It says, "Give ear, O God, to my prayer, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and answer me. I am distraught in my complaint and will moan. Because the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast mischief upon me, and in anger they persecute me. My heart does writhe within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fear and trembling come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me." I guess maybe somehow he knew what was coming. This recorded back in 1928, one of the later electrical process recordings for the Cyrena Electro Company in Warsaw. Here's the late Cantor Gershon Sirota and Psalm 55.
Oh!
recorded for the Cyrena Electro Company, one of Warsaw's largest record companies before World War II. They're the late Chazen Gershon Sirota, and lines from Psalm 55, Azinu Elohim, and talking about very sad and troubled times that were coming, and unfortunately he lost his life with his entire family in the Warsaw Ghetto, the great city of Warsaw, the scene of some of his great triumphs in his quarter century as Chazen of the famous Tolomatska Street Shul, which incidentally was hit one of the first airstrikes on Warsaw, blew out the side of the shul, and the building and all its beautiful contents were looted by the locals, and then it was not inside the confines of the ghetto, and then it was blown up during the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Very, very sad. I remember reading in the famous book by Cantor Samuel Vygotda, he wrote at the end, he said, "What a shame that my volume must end on such a sad note. Woe is me. Words fail me." So they fail me too sometimes when I listen to these recordings. Well, we'll continue now. Ben's got another one for us, so let's go to that right now.
All right, well, this is the main title theme from the movie Defiance, which was made about the Bielski Partisans.
Yeah, those guys were great.
Those guys were, what an insane story. They were able to save, the estimates put it over 1,200 Jews. And they led them, and they hid them in the forest, and they took up arms, and they smuggled food, and saved so many people. And really an untold story on the international scale until the movie came out. And the main theme written by the legendary composer James Newton Howard. Here is the main title theme from Defiance. And there you had it, the main title theme from the movie Defiance about the Bielski Partisans, and that one by the legendary composer James Newton Howard.
Yeah, great, great movie. And they came to the United States after the war. They went into the trucking business. And but I remember at the end of the movie, though, Ben said there are like 25 or 30,000 people in the world today, descendants of those who they saved. So
yeah.
He who saves one life is if he has saved the entire world, thus says the Talmud, right? Mm-hmm. So, After Ben reminds you about things that you need to know, we'll have the last selection on this morning's program. Stay tuned.
You know, the technology may have changed since ELO first recorded this song in 1976, but the message still rings true today. Contacting us is as easy as picking up that telephone, or laptop, or tablet, or smart TV. Well, you get the point. Keeping in touch with us is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Email us at info@WashingtonJewishRadio.com. 2. Tweet us at WashJewRad. And 3. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WashingtonJewishRadio. The website is found at WashingtonJewishRadio.com and is fantastic, featuring an extensive archive of every show, plus a weekly blog that recaps the show. Your feedback matters, and we always love to hear from you. Stay in touch. The best feedback might just be read on the next show. Could it be yours? Get in touch and find out today.
All right, before we continue with the last selection of the program, Ben, please remind the nice folk about the new way that we can access Washington Jewish Radio.
Absolutely. The program can be very easily downloaded by you and listened to you on the go. That is either by iTunes or Spotify. We are now available as a podcast on either platform for you to subscribe to download, and to listen to us more conveniently. So please make sure you are taking a look at those two platforms. Again, iTunes and Spotify. And
if you have an iPhone and you're old and dumb like me, just find the purple podcast button, search Washington Jewish Radio, and like it said on that comment, press right there where it says secret button.
Very, very easy. So and you got make sure you do that.
Right. The only way we could do closer to that is come to your house and do it. So,
right.
So enjoy, please. That's all Ben and I want you to do, is just enjoy the program every week. Well, we started with Sol Zim. Let's conclude with Sol Zim and another selection from this 1983 album, one that sums it all up, called Never Again.
For children to be free, so they may grow.
No, no, never again, no, no, never.
We have worked, we have toiled to be. We've given our lives to stay free. Sacrificed our homes for our great democracy. People who talk of war, destruction and hate.
No, no, never again, no, no, never.
We must destroy their power before it's too late.
No, no, never again, no, no, never.
No more Holocaust, no more hate. No more swastikas on our gate. Walking together, we must fight with all.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for this week, and it brings to a close this very special edition of Washington Jewish Radio, our special program for Yom HaShoah, the Holocaust commemorative day. And this is Larry Shore. Thank you very much for listening, hoping that you found these very rare and special recordings to add something special to your observance of this most important day. And our fervent hope that the dear Lord will spare our people from any further tragedies, that sorrow and hate will soon end. But let us resolve in the meantime that we fight and that we do what we need to do in order that our people be safe and strong and that never again are not just empty words, but something that we live by each and every day.
I couldn't have said it better myself. So I'll just say thanks, everybody, for listening to the program this week. And we'll see you next week for another edition of Washington Jewish Radio.
Next week, our special program in commemoration of Yom HaAtzmaut, a rebroadcast of the famous program Israel at 50, originally broadcast back in 1998 on the occasion of Israel's 50th anniversary, with rare and poignant and wonderful recordings that document the saga of the rebirth of the State of Israel. So until then, Larry Shore saying be well, Zay Gezint, have a great week, and never, never again.
Listening to an exclusive presentation of the Washington Jewish Radio Network via our affiliates over the air and WashingtonJewishRadio.com. This presentation may not be copied, rebroadcast, or reproduced without the express written consent of Washington Jewish Radio, the KHC Network, and all participating sponsors.